Hello everyone, my name is Papadopoulou Marietta and I'm really happy and thankful for the opportunity to present to you our work entitled Plasma Fatty Acid Alterations in Children with Acute Lymphoblastic Leukemia. These are some preliminary results of our study on metabolomics in children with leukemia that has taken place in the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki, Greece, with the cooperation of the two pediatric hematology and oncology departments of the city, the Department of Chemistry, and the Metabolic Laboratory Neolab. Just to begin with, I would like to remind that ALL is the most common malignancy of childhood, with around 20% relapse rate despite the recent years' advances. Metabolomic studies in leukemia have offered important insights in the disease, but pediatric studies are really limited and very few did include lipid profile data, which have proven very promising. We aim to measure the levels of fatty acids in the blood of patients with ALL and follow the protein's alterations after the beginning of their treatment. For that purpose, we collected plasma of 17 patients before the initiation of their treatment and on the day 33 of their induction protocol. Their age ranged from 2 to 16 years old. 59% were boys. An equal number of plasma specimens was collected from a control group of children with corresponding age and sex to our patients. The total fatty acid levels of saturated, the bad fatty acids, and unsaturated, the good ones, were measured by gas chromatography, mass spectrometry, that was performed in the laboratory NeoLab, and comparisons between their levels were performed using the statistical package SPSS. The levels of most fatty acids measured were significantly altered. Some of them were augmented and some diminished in patients at their diagnosis of leukemia compared to controls. This is illustrated better in the second figure of our poster presentation. While comparing groups of fatty acids between patients and controls, the most significant alterations were found in the levels of polyunsaturated fatty acids. These were actually reduced in patients, while the ratio omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids was increased in patients when compared to their controls. We also compared and analyzed the potential alteration of fatty acids before and after 33 days of treatment, when most of the patients have a negative residual disease. As illustrated in the third figure, there were significant differences with increase on day 33 in the majority of isolated fatty acids, but also in the several distinctive groups of them, as monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and also to the ratio omega-3 to omega-6. These are preliminary results that support the implication of fatty acid metabolism alteration in the pathogenesis of ALL, and at the same time reflect the effect of the treatment on lipid metabolism. The hypothesis of a possible endogenous disorder of the acquisition and metabolism during the progression of the disease needs further validation. Further studies are also needed to allow clinical and biochemical alterations. Thank you very much for your attention, and we will be happy to share with you the rest of our results that will probably be available next year. Thank you so much.